You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Thursday morning. It is time to check in with our friends at LSS Living Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning to you, Andy.
A blessed Thursday morning. December 17th, we're right before Christmas here. What, about a week out?
About a week out. A week from today is Christmas Eve. And if someone is not yet ready, then, I guess it will be a busy week.
Indeed. I'm grateful for my wife, who is very proactive and has been preparing for Christmas since probably October or maybe even earlier. So she's got it all together.
Well, that is so wise, because I know that one of the things, especially when you have a young one like you do, and the two of you are very busy, that the Advent season leading up to Christmas can be almost shoved aside, because all it is it becomes the tension of the hassle of getting everything ready on time, and we don't often take the time to just truly enjoy the season itself. So good for you. I think you have done a marvelous job, and I wish you the most blessed of Christmases.
Well, thank you. Same to you as well.
Yes, and this morning I just wanted to do a couple of bits and pieces for Lutheran Senior Services here as we close out the year. And one of them is actually a way that if someone still has yet to get ready and do some shopping, I have a wonderful way that they can do some shopping and benefit Lutheran Senior Services Benevolent Care at the same time. And it's through Amazon Smile. So if indeed, and I realize that we're getting on the very edge of when you could actually get something, order something online and have it shipped, but that I know that there are many of the listeners who have loved ones far and away, and that was my case for a lot of years when I was living in St. Louis and had four or five families that I had to ship presents to. It got so much more convenient when I could buy something online, even sometimes have them wrap it and ship it right to the family. But if anybody is interested yet in doing this now before Christmas or ongoing, of course, Lutheran Senior Services Benevolent Care is that ministry where we provide financial assistance to those older adults who have outlived their financial resources, be it living in one of our care centers, so their care can continue and supplement what Medicaid pays, or even be it an older adult living in the greater St. Louis area, low income, needing some help with utility bills, buying medical supplements, a variety of different ways that Lutheran Senior Services Benevolent Care can help those low-income adults. And so if anyone is interested, if you order through not just Amazon, but it's Amazon Smile, but through Amazon Smile, you have access to everything else that you would be shopping for on Amazon. But the difference is when you go to Amazon Smile and you sign up for LSS, Lutheran Senior Services, there is a portion of your purchase that benefits, that goes directly to LSS Benevolent Care. I don't know exactly all of the steps you have to take, so I'm just simply going to give you the link, and that would be LSS Amazon Smile. So LSS Amazon Smile, you can get to that link, and then you can sign up, or simply go to Amazon Smile itself, and then follow all of the details there for signing up for a certain not-for-profit that then all of your purchases would benefit LSS Benevolent Care. And another way is to help out is if you are a shopper at Schnucks, there is something called an eScript card.
Mm-hmm.
So eScript, you can get simply by going to the desk at Schnucks, and you carry it on your keychain, and you shop at Schnucks like you always would. But while you are at the checkout line, the person scans the barcode on your eScript card, and then checks you out, and then a certain portion of that purchase goes then to Lutheran Senior Services as well. That particular purchase benefits something that we call Christ Care. And we have 3,000 employees, many of which we know do run into times when they have a financial emergency. So it's a ministry through our chaplains that an employee who is facing a financial emergency or their own financial stress, then through the discretion of the chaplain, can administer Christ Care funds to pay for that when that car broke down and there's no way for them to get to work, can pay that car repair service, for example. And that's a ministry of benevolence to our employees as well. So through eScript or Amazon Smile, you can benefit someone else through Lutheran Senior Services this Christmas and beyond.
How cool is that? Everybody wins.
I know. And I just read something yesterday that had several of our own employees and residents that have the eScript card and often forget. So only like 8% of those users are using it right now. And so we're actually on a campaign to try to remind people that if you have that eScript card, mm-hmm. pull it out each time you make that purchase.
Sure.
It's a great way. Or perhaps there's another not-for-profit, your own church or congregation, you could talk to them about making themselves one of the beneficiaries of eScript.
Absolutely. It's easy. I mean, you need to shop for groceries anyway.
It is. Those are two things that I feel confident people do on a regular basis. And so on a regular basis, weekly, some people daily, when they shop for groceries, they can be helping someone mm-hmm. through something that they normally would do. And then just one more thing I wanted to just throw out there for people to put on their calendars for a January event before I close with the devotional thought, and that is Thursday, January 14th. And I know, Andy, that once you are back on the air after the holidays, that a couple of my coworkers are going to be coming in studio with you to chat a little bit more about this event. But because we're looking ahead about a month from now, Thursday, January 14th at Concordia Lutheran Church in Kirkwood, which is at 505 South Kirkwood Road, Lutheran Senior Services and Thrivent are going to be sponsoring a free event. It starts at 6:00 in the evening, so probably about 6 p.m. to about 8:30 p.m. It's called Aging Like Fine Wine, and it is going to feature Dr. Kurt Senske, who is the author of Wine in the Word, Savor and Serve. And so he's going to be talking a little bit about that, the spiritual link between wine and the vineyard and the dynamic biblical faith, but also tying it to those things which we might embrace as we age. And we get so wrapped up in life, and we reflect, and as we take a look at reflecting back on our lives, and we live with purpose and meaning each day moving forward, he's going to tie all of those together into aging like fine wine. But the wonderful news is this event is free. Second wonderful piece is through the generosity of Thrivent, all who attend will receive a free copy of his book, Wine in the Word, Savor and Serve, and he will be available for signing the book at a free wine and cheese reception to follow. So this is really an event not to be missed. It's after all of the Christmas season is over. Mm-hmm. Thursday, January 14th at Concordia Kirkwood, Wine in the Word, Savor and Serve featuring Dr. Kurt Senske. And even though it's a free event and no tickets have to be purchased, it certainly would help us if we have an idea as to how many are attending. So I'm going to give a phone number for Sue at Lutheran Senior Services, who would be just happy to take your name and the number of people you feel might be attending. Sue can be reached at 314-262-8217. And again, we'll be hearing more about that at the end, or once the holidays are over and we get to January in the new year.
Very good. What was that phone number again?
That's 314-262-8217. 314-262-8217. Free event, free book, free wine and cheese. What a wonderful, wonderful way to start the new year.
Neat. Absolutely.
And so for my closing thought today, I just wanted to share that I have been doing some Advent devotions, and one of the devotionals that I was using was from many, many years ago, and it urged, it's one of those traditions that I do, and what it urged me to do was to go back to my original hymnal that I got in confirmation the day I was confirmed, and to go through the Advent hymns. And in going through the Advent hymns, to actually think through the words and embrace what they mean, and to read the biblical reference. So the one that I just finished reading this week was For O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, and it was reading from Isaiah 59. And, of course, that was reading about the time when the Israel was in exile. And I couldn't help but think of that tie to actually what Advent is. So Advent is that coming, looking forward to. And we not only celebrate the coming of Christ at Christmas, but we also look back on Christ's coming more so in celebration, looking forward with anticipation to the coming of Christ once again, ushering in the new kingdom. And so that O Come, O Come, Emmanuel really helped me to really embrace and think about what those in captivity must have been doing. They must have been looking back on the years of God's goodness in order for them to have faith that he would redeem them from captivity. And as we age, I was thinking about that in graceful aging. As we age, we do that in our own lives. We look back at the many times of God's faithfulness and goodness, so that as we are facing some sort of situation that may bring doubt, we know without a doubt that we live in that covenant relationship as redeemed children of God, and we too will be redeemed from our exile here, and we too will have all who believe in the saving grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who came at Christmas, died on the cross for our sins, rose again at Easter, and has prepared a place for us in heaven. And so we, with those captives in Israel, look forward to Christ's coming. So I just wanted to close quickly with a couple of the verses from O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. And I would urge, if anyone has their own hymnal, if some of you out there were just like me and received a hymnal on your confirmation day, take it out, go through these hymns, and really truly embrace what they mean for anticipation in the coming of Christ. O come, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou rod of Jesse, free thine own from Satan's tyranny. From depths of hell thy people save and give them victory o'er the grave. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou dayspring from on high, and cheer us by thy drawing nigh. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadow put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou key of David, come and open wide our heavenly home. Make safe the way that leads on high and close the path to misery. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, shall come to thee, O Israel. Amen.
Amen.
And I do pray that each and every listener will have a most blessed Christmas, and that we will look forward to the coming each and every day, the coming of Christ.
Indeed. Well, thank you, Jane. And I pray that this Christmas tide that's coming upon us is a beautiful and blessed time for you and your family as well.
Thank you. And just to remind the listeners one more time, that free event is Thursday, January 14th at Concordia Lutheran Church in Kirkwood, featuring Dr. Kurt Sensky. Begins at 6 p.m. Everyone attending receives a free book, can attend a wine and cheese reception, and the event itself is free, but reservations can be made at 314-262-8217. If Sue is not there, you can feel free to leave a voice message.
Very good. Well, thank you, Jane. God's blessings on your time. Well, I hope you have some time off over the holidays and a chance to relax and visit with family and friends as well.
Yes, it's wonderful to be up here and to actually be able to celebrate more with my loved ones who are living here. Blessings to you.
Thank you. Coming up in just a little bit, we have our study of the Daily New Testament reading. Today, we'll study with Pastor Jeffrey Berndt. He's at Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church in George, the state of Washington. We'll take a look at Revelation chapter 5, verses 1 through 14. Hope you can join us for that study and more his time. It's Thursday. We'll We'll check in with our friends at Concordia Historical Institute as well for Historically Speaking. You're listening to the Messenger of Good News, Worldwide KFUO.